One of the greatest problems facing many people in the world today is procrastination.
Üks suurimaid probleeme, millega on vastakuti tänapäeva inimesed, on viivitus.
It is always putting off what needs to be done or hoping to do tomorrow what should have been done today.
See on lühidalt öeldes see, et me lükkame edasi asju, mida peaks täna tegema, me lükkame neid homsele.
And we forget that tomorrow may be too late.
Ja me unustame ära, et homme võib olla juba hilja.
I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 25, verse 1-13.
Ma tahaksin koos teiega avada Matteuse evangeeliumi 25. peatüki ja lugeda salmid 1-13.
Here we have one of the most famous parables in the Bible, the parable of the 10 virgins.
Siin on üks piibli tuntumaid tähendamissõnu.
This will be the foundation for our brief talk this morning.
See on tähendamissõna 10 neitsist ja see saab olema meie tänase jutluse aluseks.
At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
Siis on taevariik 10 neitsi sarnane, kes võtsid oma lambid ja läksid välja peigmehele vastu. 5 neist olid rumalad ja 5 mõistlikud. Rumalad võtsid küll lambid, aga ei võtnud õli enesega. Aga mõistlikud võtsid õli astjatesse ühes oma lampidega. Kui peigmes viibis, jäid nad kõik uniseks ja uinusid magama. Aga keskööl kuuldi häält, "Enne, peigmes, minge vastu." Siis tõusid kõik need neitsid üles ja valmistasid oma lambid. Aga rumalad ütlesid mõistlikele, "Andke meile oma õlist, sest meie lambid kustuvad." Kuid mõistlikud kostsid ja ütlesid, "Ei ilmaski, sellest ei jätku meile ja teile, vaid minge pigem kaupmeste juurde ja ostke endile." Aga kui nad läksid ostma, siis tuli peigmes ja kes olid valmis, läksid temaga pulma ja uks suleti. Pärast tulid ka teised neitsid ja ütlesid, "Issand, issand, ava meile." Tema aga vastas ning ütles, "Tõesti ma ütlen teile, ma ei tunne teid, seepärast valvake, sest ei tea päeva ega tundi."
Friends, here we see the tragic result of procrastination.
Sõbrad, siin me näeme viivitamise traagilist lõpplahendust.
Procrastination means we simply wait for the deadline and do not take advantage of the time we have now.
Viivitus tähendab, et me lihtsalt ootame tähtaega ja me ei kasuta seda aega ära, mis meil praegu on.
It affects every age group.
See tegelikult mõjutab kõiki vanuse gruppe.
Procrastination can be dangerous.
Viivitus võib olla ohtlik.
For example, putting off a visit to the doctor long enough can cause a lot of pain and suffering.
Näiteks arsti visiidi edasi lükkamine või küllalt pikk edasi lükkamine võib meile palju valu põhjustada.
Many relationships have been destroyed because those involved have been putting off spending time with each other.
Paljud suhted on kannatada saanud nendes osalejate pärast, kui nad on lükanud edasi üksteisega olemist.
Procrastination, however, can be very dangerous when it relates to our relationship with Jesus.
Samuti võib olla viivitus väga ohtlik siis, kui see puudutab meie suhet Jeesusega.
This is because we don't know what is going to happen in our lives between now and the deadline.
See on seda sellepärast, et me ei tea, mis võib toimuda meie elus praeguse ja lõpu vahel.
We very often deceive ourselves into thinking that we are smarter than anyone else and that we can always meet the deadline.
Sageli me mõtleme niimoodi, et me oleme tegelikult paremad ja tublimad kui teised ja me võime, küll me seda tähtaega oskame sellest kinni pidada.
We want to think that we can control the future, but we cannot.
Me arvame, et me suudame tuleviku kontrollida, aga me ei suuda.
We don't even know what's going to happen to us in the next hour.
Me tegelikult ju ei tea sedagi, mis meiga juhtub järgmisel tunnil.
From the scriptures, we know that Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a place for us.
Pühakirjast me teame, et Jeesus Kristus on läinud taevasse meile asemeid valmistama.
We know that he has commanded us in the meantime to tell everybody about him, to teach them his commandments and to make them his disciples.
Me teame ka seda, et Jeesus on käskinud meid selgitada teistele inimestele tema käske ja korraldusi ja teha neid tema jüngriteks.
We know that he will return and that he expects us to be vigilant and to live a holy life.
Me teame, et Kristus tuleb tagasi ja me peame pidama tema käske ja olema valvel.
To be vigilant and ready for Christ's return is a sign of wisdom.
Olla valmis Kristuse tagasitulekuks on tarkuse märk.
Being wise means managing your life intelligently.
Olla tark tähendab elada oma elu intelligentselt.
It means applying our knowledge in the right way.
See tähendab ka enda rakendada seda oma ellu.
Wisdom is a gift from God, but we have to search for it.
Tarkus on Jumala kingitus, mida me peame otsima.
And wisdom's starting point is always God and his word.
Ja tarkuse algus on alati Jumal ja tema sõna.
He is the source of all knowledge and understanding.
Tema on kogu tarkuse ja teadmise ja arusaamise alus.
God gives wisdom to those who truly search for it.
Jumal annab tarkust neile, kes seda tõesti otsivad.
The first step in receiving wisdom is to trust and honor God.
Esimene samm tarkuse saamisel on usaldada ja austada Jumalat.
And we can only do this with the help of the Bible.
Me saame seda teha ainult Piibli abiga.
This is the only way that God's wisdom can be revealed to us.
See on ainus tee, kuidas Jumala tarkus võib saada meil ilmutatud.
The wisdom of God is hidden from the rebellious and the foolish.
Jumala tarkus on peidetud mässajate ja rumalate eest.
It takes effort to find it and to use it.
Ja selleks, et seda kasutada ja leida ja kasutada, on vaja jõupingutusi.
Although everyone is concerned about the future, not many people invest in the future.
Kuigi iga üks on mures tuleviku pärast, siis paljud inimesed ei investeeri tulevikku.
This is because for most people their understanding of the future relates only to time, specifically tomorrow.
Sest paljud inimeste jaoks või enamiku inimeste jaoks nende arusaam tulevikust puudutab ainult tänast.
Only very few people understand that the future extends beyond time and into eternity.
Ainult väga vähe inimesi mõistavad seda, et tulevik haarab aega, mis on meie ees ja ulatub igavikku.
An average person invests 10 to 20 years of his or her life preparing for a working life.
Keskmine inimene investeerib 10-20 aastat, et valmistada ennast oma tööeluks.
And then their working life lasts 20 to 50 years.
Ja siis nende tööelu kestab 20 kuni 50 aastat.
They believe that this is all they need to think about.
Nad usuvad, et see on kõik, mida nad, millest nad peaksid mõtlema.
But what do they do about eternity?
Aga mida nad teevad igavikuga?
They spend very little time preparing for it.
Nad pühendavad väga vähe aega sellele ja sellele mõtlemisele.
It takes wisdom to prepare for eternity, and those who are wise are living for Christ.
On vaja tarkust, et valmistada ennast igaviku jaoks ja need, kes on küllalt targad, et elada koos Kristusega.
It is not enough just to know about Jesus Christ, we must actually live for him.
Ei ole küllalt sellest teada Jeesus Kristusest. Me peame ka elama koos temaga.
Can we honestly say we love God more than our possessions?
Kas me võime ausalt öelda, et me armastame Jumalat rohkem kui oma muud omandit?
God loves us so much that he gave his son Jesus Christ to die for us to restore our relationship with him.
Jumal armastas meid nii, et ta andis oma poja Jeesus Kristuse, et see suri meie eest, et taastada tema suhe meiega.
We can only enter into this relationship when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Meie ainus võimalus siseneda sellesse suhtesse Jumalaga on võtta vastu Kristus meie Issanda ja päästjana.
The parable of the ten virgins teaches us that that not everyone is prepared for Christ's return.
Tähendamissõna kümnest neitsist õpetab meile, et mitte igaüks ei ole valmis Kristuse tagasitulekuks.
It teaches that everyone is responsible for his or her own spiritual condition.
See õpetab meile seda, et igaüks on ise vastutav oma vaimuliku olukorra eest.
The virgins represent those claiming to believe in Christ, but many of them don't have a living relationship with Jesus.
Neitsid kujutavad inimesi, kes väidavad, et nad usuvad Kristuses, aga tegelikult paljud nendest ei oma Kristusega suhet.
The faithful Christians are those who keep their lamps burning.
Ustavad kristlased on need, kes hoiavad oma lambid põlemas.
They are the ones who have a personal relationship with Christ.
Need on need, kellel on isiklik suhe Kristusega.
They have placed their faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord, and every day they try to deepen that relationship through prayer and study of God's word and through fellowship with other Christians.
Nad on pannud oma usu ja lootuse Jeesuse Kristuse kui päästja ja Issanda peale iga päev ja proovivad süvendada seda suhet oma palvete läbi, sest kui see pidi tulema ja viima nad pulma peale.
And during this time the bridegroom would negotiate with the bride's family about a gift to give them in exchange for their daughter.
Ja selle aja jooksul peigmes pidi kokku leppima pruudi vanematega kingitustes ja neid kingitused ja andma need kingitused nii-öelda vahetuseks oma tütre eest.
And often the negotiations would be delayed by the bride's parents.
Ja sageli juhtus niimoodi, et need läbirääkimised peigmehe ja pruudi vanemate vahel võtsid aega.
This was as a way of showing that they thought their daughter was worth much more than the gift the groom had offered.
See oli tihti peale niimoodi, et nad arvasid, et nende tütar on hoopis rohkem väärt kui need kingitused, mida peigmes neile pakkus.
And that could cause a delay in the wedding feast.
Ja see võis põhjustada pulmapeoga viivitamist.
In Jesus' parable, the bridesmaids were waiting through just such a delay.
Ja selles Jeesuse tähendamissõnas pruutneitsid ootasid just sellise viivituse korral.
But in such a delay, they were supposed to be ready at any moment for him to arrive and take them to the feast.
Aga samas viivituse korral nendelt oodati, et nad oleksid iga moment valmis, kui peigmes tuleb ja minema temaga peole pulma.
Five of them, however, were not ready.
Aga siiski viis nendest ei olnud valmis.
They already had time to get the extra oil they needed, but they did not feel the sense of urgency to do it right away.
Neil tegelikult oli aega muretseda ekstra õli, mida neil oli vaja, aga nad ei tunnud seda tunnet, või neil ei olnud seda tunnet, et nüüd on õige aeg seda teha.
Their procrastination caused embarrassment when the groom arrived and they had to run to the store for more oil.
Nende viivitus tegelikult valmistas neile väga muret, kui peigmes saabus. Ja neil ei olnud võimalus minna poodi rohkem õli ostma.
The problem was that when they returned and tried to enter the feast, they were considered no different than any other uninvited guest.
Nende probleem oli selles, et kui nad nüüd nende kaupmeeste juures tagasi tulid ja proovisid peole minna, siis tegelikult ei olnud vahet nende ja teiste inimeste vahel, keda ei olnud pulma kutsutud.
The feast had already begun and the doors were locked.
Pidu oli juba alanud, uksed olid suletud.
It was too late.
Oli juba ilja.
Friends, we need to be ready for when Jesus Christ returns.
Sõbrad, me peame olema valmis selleks, kui Jeesus Kristus tagasi tuleb.
Spiritual preparation cannot be bought or borrowed at the last minute.
Vaimset valmisolekut ei saa osta ega laenata viimasel minutil.
Our relationship with God must be our own.
Meie suhe Kristusega peab olema meie endi oma.
Our readiness is based on inward character and not on outward appearances.
Meie valmisolek peab olema või peab põhinema meie iseloomul ja sisemisel valmisolekul, mitte sellest, mis välja paistab.
All the 10 virgins were properly dressed and had an invitation to be part of the bridal party.
Kõigil 10 neitsil olid õiged riided, neil oli ka kutse pulmas osaleda.
They were in the right place and with the right people.
Nad olid õiges kohas, koos õigete inimestega.
They knew they would need oil and they had every intention of getting it.
Nad teadsid, et neil on õli vaja ja neil oli ka tegelikult võimalus seda õli saada.
In terms of outward appearances, there was no difference between the wise and the foolish virgins.
Väljast poolt vaadates ei olnud ju tegelikult mitte midagi vahet rumalate ja tarkade neitsite vahel.
There was, however, one big difference.
Aga siiski, seal oli üks suur erinevus.
Although each one of them had their lamps ready to celebrate, only 5 of them had oil.
Kuigi kõigil nendel olid lambid peoks valmis, ainult 5 oli õli.
Those without oil did not intend to miss the opportunity.
Need, kellel õli ei olnud selleks valmis.
They missed the opportunity because they did not do what they needed to do when they had the chance.
Ja need, kellel ei olnud valmis, need, kes ei olnud valmis, need olid maha maganud võimaluse olla valmis siis, kui selleks oli õige aeg, või valmistada ennast siis, kui oli õige aeg.
The problem with most Christians is not that they do not know what God wants them to do.
Enamuse kristlaste probleem on selles, et nad ei tea, mida Jumal tahab, et nad teeksid.
The problem is they want to postpone it until later.
Nende probleem on selles, et nad lükkavad seda edasi.
They feel that obeying God is too much of a sacrifice and that it is possible to avoid it for as long as possible.
Nad tunnevad, et Jumala järgimine ja talle alistumine, see nõuab liiga palju ohverdust ja see, nad peavad endast liiga palju ära andma. Ja seetõttu lükkame selle kaugemale.
They think, why not simply wait until the last minute when we are ready to meet Jesus?
Nad mõtlevad, et miks mitte lihtsalt oodata viimase minutini, kuni me oleme valmis kohtuma Jeesusega.
Postponing our good intentions can be very dangerous.
Heade kavatsuste edasi lükkamine võib olla väga ohtlik.
We can actually miss the opportunity to get the oil that we need.
Me võime tegelikult maha magada võimaluse saada õli siis, kui meil on seda vaja ja kui me seda saaksime.
The oil for our lamps represents our relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Meie lampide õli tegelikult esindab meie suhet Jumalaga Jeesuse Kristuse läbi.
It is submitting to Christ and accepting his love and grace to transform our lives.
Me peame vastu võtma Kristuse, tema armastuse ja armu, et see muudaks meie elusid.
It is taking God and his word seriously and living a life that honors Jesus and follows his example.
See tegelikult ei ole mitte midagi muud, kui võtta Jumalat ja tema sõna tõsiselt ja austada seda teda oma eluga.
This life is an individual transaction between you and God.
Need on individuaalne suhe minu ja Jumala vahel.
It cannot be transferred from one person to another or from one member of the family to another.
Seda ei saa üle kanda ühelt inimeselt teisele või ühelt perekonna liikmelt teisele.
Growing up in a Christian home does not mean that your salvation is secure.
Üleskasvamine kristlikus kodus ei tähenda, et teie pääste on kindel.
You must personally respond to Christ yourself.
Te peate ise vastama Jumala kutsule.
Growing up in a Christian home only gives you the advantage of exposure to scripture and to people who love and take it seriously.
Kristlikus kodus üleskasvamine annab teile ainult selle eelise, et te olete kokku puutunud pühakirjaga ja inimestega, kes seda armastavad ja tõsiselt võtavad.
The virgins knew about the marriage.
Neid siit teadsid pulmadest.
They knew the bridegroom would come and they knew they needed light for the wedding procession.
Nad teadsid, et peigmees tuleb ja neil on vaja valgust pulma rongkäigu jaoks.
They knew all of this and yet they were not ready.
Nad teadsid tegelikult seda kõike, aga siiski ei olnud nad valmis.
We would agree that they were foolish, but what about us?
Me kõik oleme nõus sellega, et nad olid rumalad. Aga kuidas me endaga on?
We know that God wants us to put him first and live holy lives.
Me teame kõik, et Jumal tahab, et me peame panema teda esikohale ja elama püha elu.
We know that God wants us to study his word and to serve him faithfully.
Me kõik teame, et Jumal soovib, et me uuriksime tema sõna ja teeniksime teda ustavalt.
Yet are we prepared for Jesus' return?
Aga siiski, kas me oleme valmis Jeesuse Kristuse tagasi tulekuks?
Many people know they are not, but behave as if they are.
Palju inimesi teavad seda, aga nad usuvad, et nad tegelikult on selleks valmis.
They are able to deceive their friends, but it is impossible to deceive God.
Nad võivad isegi petta oma sõpru, aga petta Jumalat on võimatu.
Some Christians are presuming that they have a relationship with God, but truthfully, they don't really know him.
Mõned kristlased eeldavad, et neil on suhe Jumalaga, aga tegelikult nad ei tunne teda.
One of the signs of this relationship is obeying his commandments.
Üks selle suhte märkidest on tema käskude pidamine.
So many church members are presuming they have a relationship with God just because they are members of a church.
Paljud kirikuliikmed eeldavad, et neil on suhe Jumalaga ainult just selle tõttu, et nad on kirikuliikmed.
Church membership cannot guarantee your entrance into heaven, but your relationship with Christ can.
Koguduse liikmelisus ei garanteeri teile sissepääsu taevasse. Pigem teeb seda teie suhe Kristusega.
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6.
Jeesus on öelnud Johannese 14:6, mina olen tee, tõde ja elu. Ükski ei saa isa juurde muidu kui minu kaudu.
Only a relationship with Christ can enable us to live a life of righteousness and holiness.
Ainult suhe Kristusega teeb võimalikuks elada õiglast ja püha elu.
We all need this relationship.
Meil kõigil on vaja seda suhet.
Do you have a relationship with God or are you presuming you have a relationship with him?
Kas sul on see suhe olemas? Või sa arvad ja eeldad, et sul on?
Are you so involved in worldly cares that you have forgotten your responsibilities as a Christian?
Kas sa oled nii palju tegelemas maailma asjadega, et sa oled unustanud oma vastutuse Jumala ees, Kristuse ees?
Are you being vigilant and are you prepared for Christ's return?
Kas sa oled valvel ja kas sa oled valmis Kristuse tagasi tulekuks?
Today is your day of decision.
Täna on otsustamise päev.
Tomorrow may be too late.
Homme võib olla liiga hilja.
I invite you now to stand as we close in prayer.
Tõuseme palveks.
Jesus, we know that you are coming back soon.
Jeesus, me teame, et sa tuled varsti tagasi.
We know that you want us to be ready.
Me teame, et sa tahad, et me oleksime valmis.
Help us not to procrastinate.
Aita meid, et me ei viivitaks.
Help us to choose to live righteously today.
Aita meid elada õiglaselt täna.
And we pray that we will all be together in heaven.
Me palume, et me oleksime kõik taevas.
Thank you for being the loving God you are.
Tänu sulle sinu armastuse eest.
Amen.
Amen.